Does it seem like much of the time that God is speaking to believers in a muffled tone, or he's using actions without explanations? It can be difficult to know what God is saying. You may have a traffic accident, or you may get a huge unexpected bill, or you may get sick. God often allows such things to get your attention, and he usually has a specific message he is trying to get across. But what is it? It is difficult enough for adults to interpret God's sign language, and children definitely need help making sense of these showstoppers. That is when you need to come alongside your child and ask, "Have you prayed about what God is trying to tell you?" Then gently ask questions like, "Do you think he might be telling you to slow down to avoid accidents?" But it's important to avoid becoming hyper-spiritual, reading imagery messages into everyday incidents. Your children will tire of such lessons very quickly. You yourself dislike it when well-meaning friends do it to you, right? Now, truth be told, God often does speak to believers today, both adults and children. He speaks to their consciences, convicting them to do or not do something, but they dismiss it as their own thoughts. He speaks to them with a Bible verse that pinpoints an issue in their lives, but they brush it away like an annoying mosquito. So then God reverts to sign language. He says, "As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten," Revelation 3:19. First, God rebukes you, but if you or your children turn a deaf ear to this, he gets out the rod and prepares to chasten you. You ignore that at your peril. Lord, I thank you for speaking to me and my children, whether clearly or with symbolic actions. I thank you also for your loving rebukes and chastisements, which are proof of your love, hard though they may be to accept at times. Give me wisdom when I help my children interpret the messages you are giving them. I pray that they will be sensitive to your spirit and quickly understand what you are trying to say. In Jesus' name, amen.